Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
My dear, beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make me and you from the people who listen and apply. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran in Surah Al-Hadid, ayah number 12.
يوم ترى المؤمنين والمؤمنات يسعى نورهم بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم بشراكم اليوم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ذلك هو الفوز العظيم.
Allah Azza wa Jal said, on the day when you see the believing men and the believing women, their light is shining ahead of them and to their right, and they will be told good news for you today. Jannat, gardens beneath which rivers flow, dwelling there forever. This is the great success. My brothers and sisters, on the day of judgment, there is a pathway that each of us will cross. This path is narrower than a hair and sharper than a sword. And it's built over Jahannam, over the hellfire. And it is extremely, extremely dark. Narrower than a hair, sharper than a sword, and extremely dark. And there are thorns and hooks that are ready to entangle a person and throw him inside the hellfire. May Allah save us all. My brothers and sisters, on that day, no matter how much your family member loves you, no matter how much your spouse loves you, no matter how much your children love you, no one will be able to assist you. The only thing that will help us on that day is to have enough light to be able to cross the Sirat. Now, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he explained the light on the Sirat. He said, there will be people that will pass over the Sirat as with light as big as a mountain, because it all depends on the deeds we did in this dunya. So some people did so many great deeds that the light they have is like a mountain. And others will have a light like a date tree. And others will have a light like a big man standing in a standing position. And the least among them will have a light as big as their index finger, which lit sometimes and extinguished at others. Now, we all need to attain that great light to be able to cross the Sirat like lightning, quick. How to attain light on that day? On that day, it will be too late. Now we have to work hard in order to have light on that day. May Allah grant us all the best of light on that day. So today's topic is 9 ways to attain light on the day of judgment. First, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, بشر المشائين في الظلمات إلى المساجد بالنور التام يوم القيامة. Give the glad tidings to the people who walk to the masajid in the darkness, which is Fajr and Isha. Give them the glad tidings of complete light on the day of judgment. Specifically, he said, Masha'een, walking. So many of us come to the masjid, especially us living in the West, we come to the masjid in our cars. So in order to get that ajr, and inshallah you will get the ajr the moment you leave your home, but in order to emphasize that I walked, park your car a little bit far from the masjid and walk to the masjid. Walk to the masjid so you can get that complete light on the Day of Judgment, and specifically Fajr and Isha. So that is the first way to attain light on the Day of Judgment. Second, something that we all do on a daily basis, perfection of wudu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the hadith is in Muslim and Bukhari, he said, "My nation will be called on the day of resurrection as brightly radiant from the traces of wudu." The places that we wash our parts of wudu with, they will be shining on the day of judgment. Whoever amongst you is able to extend his radiance, let him do so. Rasulullah ﷺ said. So when we are washing our, when we are performing our wudu, make sure, my brother, make sure, my sister, take your time in every rukun of the wudu. And that does not mean waste a lot of water. Just make sure that that part of wudu, the face, the arms, they all get the water, and make sure you do it with perfection and slowly, and also make the intention that you are doing it to please Allah and to imitate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And inshallah, this will be our identification on the Day of Judgment and will give us nur. Third, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Whoever reads Surah Al-Kahf on the day of Jum'ah, a light will shine for him from beneath his feet to the clouds of the sky, which will shine for him on the day of judgment, and he will be forgiven between the two Fridays." Allahu Akbar. Reading Surah Al-Kahf every Jum'ah, it will give us the light on the day of judgment, and it will forgive all the minor sins that took place from one Jum'ah to the other, reading Surah Al-Kahf. Fourth, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "If anyone grows gray hair in Islam, it will be a light for him on the day of resurrection." You see all that white hair, inshallah, it will all be light on the day of judgment. And I hope all your white hair. What does that mean? That means someone who grew in Islam as a Muslim, as a practicing Muslim, and he became old in Islam. Not someone who joined Islam at a later age, and that white stuff. No. Grew. Rasulullah specifically said, grew his hair while he is a Muslim. His hair became white. The word in Arabic is called shayba. So, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, you might see your grandmother, grandfather with the white hair. So all that white hair, inshallah ta'ala, will be a nur on the day of judgment. Number five, throwing the jamarat of Hajj. An Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma qal, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, when you throw the jamarat during the manasik of Hajj, it will be كان لك نورا يوم القيامة. Every stone that we throw, it will create nur for us, light for us on the day of judgment. So everyone who's going to Hajj this year, inshallah, make sure you have that intention in your mind while you are throwing the jamarat, and remember this huge, beautiful reward. Number six, which is extremely important, and we need to give it some more attention. And that is, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if anyone be consistent in the salat, it will be a light for him on the day of judgment. And it's an evidence and salvation for him. Light, evidence, and salvation on the day of judgment. Praying the salat on time. On time means in that window that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized, that I have to pray Dhuhr before Asr comes. I have to pray Asr before Maghrib comes. And the closer it is to the beginning of the time, the more barakah in that salat, the more reward in that salat. Praying on time. trying to establish khushu' in that salat, try to concentrate as much as I can in my salat, loving the salat, making all my schedule around my salat, that is a person who will get nur on the day of judgment. Number 7, justice. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, those who act justly will be with Allah on pulpits of nur on the day of judgment. Being just with our children, being just with the people who work for us, being just with the, if you are an amir, if you are in charge of a group of people, being just among them, that will give you light on the day of judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ, Allah loves the people who are just. Number 8 is loving one another again for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for those who love one another for Allah's sake, there will be seats of light and they will be envied by the prophets and the shuhada. Subhanallah. Just loving your brother for the sake of Allah, loving your sister just for the sake of Allah, loving to them what you love to yourself, that by itself will gain us many rewards in the dunya, like we mentioned before, and also light on the day of judgment. And finally, ya akhwan, in order to get the light on the day of judgment, number 9, ask for it. Make dua that Allah will grant you the light on the day of judgment. Is there any specific dua from the Quran? And yes, the answer is yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah At-Tahrim, رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Ya Allah, perfect our light and forgive us. You can do anything. You are capable of doing anything. رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. I beg Allah with the best of His names to grant me and you complete light on the day of judgment and make us cross the sirat as fast as lightning. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen, and make us all from the people and inhabitants of the Firdaus al-A'la. May Allah make our last words La ilaha illallah and our last deeds our best deeds. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.